Birdhouse.
Birdhouse. I don't know where the posts are in those damn songs. I don't know anything, Norm. Donnie. Hey, Strobe Man just hit me up, said, not a question, but my P1 brother, Strobe Light, just had his first child born this morning.
Congratulations.
Shout out to Baby Strobe.
Baby Strobe.
I don't know if he has earbuds in the room or...
Strobey.
How do you think the baby has one, the left and the...
Probably not good for the baby's soft head and brain.
You don't think so?
How long after having a baby, Julie, do you get to bring the fresh baby home? Like same day or the next day?
Usually 1 or 2 days.
So if they just had a fresh baby this morning, they're probably still at the hospital?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so you might have earbuds in or...
The dad?
Yeah, not the kid.
he could have earbuds in.
But they're pretty strongly built buildings, so maybe you don't get good service in a hospital. So,
man, no idea, so but he, hopefully you can get our message.
Is he being fitted for his sponge strobe square pants?
Nice.
I can't imagine how scary it is bringing your first child home from the hospital.
Dude.
I just can't even wrap my head around it.
Like the literal act of driving them home?
Yeah, everything.
Just in general?
Because now...
Yeah. I just yesterday ruined a grilled cheese sandwich. Aww. I couldn't make it. It burned. The other side was so burned. Are you kidding? Taking care of that?
It's pretty surreal.
I can see how you would love the help because you do see a lot of grandmothers, you know, staying with the...
Yeah.
New mom and dad for the first week or 2 weeks or something like that. Mm-hmm. And there's not a question that that would happen if I would have had a kid. I would have known what to do.
I would need a whole SWAT team of grannies.
Blankless to have that little crying, pooping, peeing thing right there in my house with no help.
So did either you or Kelly ever drop one?
No, we never dropped one of our babies. I did have a baby roll off the changing table, but it wasn't like a fresh new baby. It was like a maybe like a 1 year old.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Yeah.
My son. Oh, they're tough then. Yeah. They're tough.
How high is the table?
Oh, about like waist height.
Okay, so a couple 2.5 feet.
Yeah, that was scary. I remember I cried about it and just, you know, because you look away, you go to grab like their diaper or something. That's how quick these things can happen.
Roll.
And just rolled off of it
and then starts crying.
Oh yeah, started crying, but then he was fine. You're more in your head about it. Those babies are resilient.
Kid 2 and 3. All right,
whatever.
But just number one.
Oh yeah,
I just oh man,
it's scary.
I can't hold a newborn.
Oh yeah, you like where you're gonna crack them.
Oh, I'd be so scared. I don't like really holding.
I don't
fresh
hold
babies.
A baby until maybe 6 months.
Yeah.
Don't worry, Mikey. You'll be great at it.
Until they can say, "Put me down, dude." That's when I'm comfortable holding.
But
the
there
baby.
Is nothing like the feeling of going to pick up a kid and they raise their arms up. Like, that's the greatest thing ever.
It's fun.
It's like,
whenever I have to do it, I just do it full extended arms, and I just sort of stare at the babby, and I'm like, okay, are we good?
I know.
Mom, can I put it down now?
Never bring it closer than arm's length.
Can I set it down?
I don't even do it. They just squirm, and they... I feel like I'm going to drop
the weirdest
fresh
part
baby.
Is their head when they're first born.
Oh, soft
because
head?
Their head just like collapses down. You've always got to have your hand on their head, and if you forget, it's like... Dull, you know, they just drop down.
You need stronger necks. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Evolution needs to have the neck stronger here in the next 100 years or so.
Let's fix it.
Yeah, fix it, Jesus.
All right, we get this question every year, and it's always fun.
You can talk to him like that.
Yeah, he does love the birdhouse, though.
He does.
Ben Warsham asks, Alabama against the Jacksonville Jaguars, what's the score and who wins? So we do this every year. The caveat is that each player is getting a $100,000 bonus if they win the game to ensure that they all care a whole lot.
Don't you still think Jacksonville dominates this game?
I'm the one asking the questions. You come up with a score. Norm, you too, and don't change it.
I would say someone just texted Norm the score. I would say 41-14, Jacksonville.
I would say 27-17, Jacksonville.
Okay. Yeah, I was thinking 35-21. But every year we do this, I think it gets a little more competitive.
I would love to see 2019 LSU versus 2020 Alabama. That's more of a matchup that would get my football pants going crazy.
Breaking bread.
Oh, I guess Mike doesn't care
Should
about that.
Should we expect defensive failures and blown leads now that Quinn is the DC? Falcons sort of raised the bar on late failures this most recent season. Why'd we get the guy who's like the head of the jaw-dropping, game-breaking, late-game failure everything? Good sentence, Mike.
As a head coach, with him not being in charge of the defense, then is that really on him? I guess the overall overseer has to take the blame, but he wasn't the defensive coordinator in the Super Bowl when they lost a 23-3 lead, or what happened this year. So I'm going to say no. You don't expect it because Dan Quinn is here. It just may happen because the Cowboys' defense sucks.
Well, let's point out that he had a large lead coaching a team in the Super Bowl. That isn't bad to begin with, okay? And he lost to New England. Was it an awful game? Yes. For him, a game he will probably never, ever live down. And was he at least partially responsible for the defense? Yes. Now, he was also the head coach and responsible for some other decisions that he will not be responsible for here.
All right, let's go to Jeff.
Hi, Jeff.
Jeff 5883.
Hi, Jeff.
In case anyone wanted to follow him. What sporting event coverage should get the Nickelodeon treatment next?
Golf.
Masters.
Yep, golf.
Imagine Hootie losing his mind if...
Gabrielle, as soon as the first drive of DeChambeau.
All right.
And he cranks it 350, and she goes, whoa!
And slime comes shooting out of the hole every time, every putt
goes. A birdie.
Goes.
A birdie, they slime the green. Yes, give me the Masters on Nickelodeon.
It will not...
Go ahead. I agree, Mike, the Masters.
Don't do that to kids.
Great.
Yeah, they would not be on team having... Masters is generally not team having fun.
No, no.
But I bet the NBA might. I mean, you know, any other sport could work. Baseball probably could use it.
Baseball, Mike, what do you think would happen if Nickelodeon approached the Masters and suggested that they have green slime explode out of the hole when a birdie putt goes in?
And then they slime the winner like Sean Payton?
Uh-huh. Yep.
They've already got the green jacket, so.
Wouldn't see it. I think Nickelodeon and CBS are in bed together, right?
Okay. Well, that's
so that's why, yeah, you'll get whatever sports are on CBS. A nice college basketball game. What about the Final Four? Nickelodeon style.
What about the NHL, where they'd skate on an entire sheet of green slime?
Okay. Okay. James Starks, Birdhouse Boys, name something that you used to do before COVID that you think is gone forever. Yeah, I got the easiest one.
Handshakes?
Yeah, I think we're done with handshakes. I think even in, maybe not formal business settings. I never thought I'd be fist bump guy. I've been pretty anti-fist bump most of my life, but now.
Yeah, the handshake is gone. I'm trying to think of what else that we used to do that's gone.
Doing the show from studio for me? That might be mine.
Maybe. You know, when you would do bits in the locker room, I think that's gone now. I think locker room access
you
to
wet willies are gone?
I think so.
Wait.
Dang.
No. You think? I don't know.
I think so. I think the way they're doing it now as far as Zoom and just bringing people out one at a time and not... the clubhouse and baseball and all that. I think that's done.
That's kind of sad.
Boy, that's interesting. Because it is kind of weird that we all just flood into these locker rooms 16 minutes after a game and these guys can't even put their pants on. It's really weird.
I don't think that they're gone. But how much is the world going to be reduced in hugs?
Man, I hope not at all. We need hugs.
We need hugs. Hugs aren't... Yeah, hugs are not going anywhere.
Yeah, hugs are staying.
But the cheek kiss? Not that I ever really did that.
Yeah, we've all been big on that.
You know?
The cheek kiss greeting?
Right. I don't
Cheeks.
Think I... Yeah.
The Parisian...
Like my mom, of course, but other than that, my sisters, but I don't, like if I hadn't seen Julie in 3 months, I'd hug her, but I don't think I'd kiss
no.
her on the cheek.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, but some people do.
I know, some people do, and I'm not saying anything bad about it.
In America, we almost never do the cheek kiss. I mean, that's reserved for family, not
maybe. Friends. Do you
I know
cheek
a few
kiss,
people who cheek,
Julie?
I don't, but I've been on the receiving end. A few
girl,
times.
Girl?
No, it's usually just like.
No, I didn't mean
it. Back on.
I didn't mean
well,
it like
sounded
that.
Like you did.
Girl, girl.
Girl, girl.
All of a sudden, Mike is interested in
yeah,
this.
Go ahead.
No, it's usually like a gentlemanly thing to do, like a male friend maybe
right.
that I haven't seen for a while. I have a couple in mind.
Are these your French Canadian friends?
No.
Me?
I don't have any French Canadian friends. Is it Norm? Yeah, like
Norm
I can see
right
Norm
for lips.
Doing
it's very weird.
A nice gentlemanly. I don't know. I was never very good at accepting them. It always got awkward. Like, you don't know what to do with
Why
your
do
head.
They? Oh, and then they do the air kiss, too.
Mm-hmm.
And
oh,
that's
yeah.
so because of lipstick purposes?
I guess.
Like, why? That's the weirdest damn thing. The double kiss, both sides, no contact.
Yeah, that is weird. If I'm going to kiss you, I want something out of it.
But I think that's makeup. I think that's makeup related.
Does the cheek really get you something out of it, Donnie?
Yeah,
like,
yeah. At least yeah. it's face.
Just a little sugar.
Yeah. So that's definitely gone, the cheek kiss.
Before it I was even, never here.
Before I even started. Like, I kind of want to start it now to see if I leaned in to
now
cheek
you
kiss.
Want to start it
yeah.
during the pandemic.
Just a friend.
Good timing.
How would they like, what the hell are you doing? Or would they just accept it?
No, you accept it. It's kind. It's a nice kind gesture.
Hmm.
No?
Once this thing is over, I'm cheek kissing.
All right, man.
I think you ought to practice with Jer.
I would cheek kiss Jer for sure.
Prove it.
Let's cheek kiss Dan and Jake.
Next. Wow, bad.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit, and you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.